The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. This is a 2007 copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me as we continue to celebrate Small Business Week here in Washington, D.C. That's where I am. But you're celebrating it all over the country, even in Denver, where our good friend Brad Huskin is. Brad's with us now. Brad is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in our Brain Trust. And he's like me and like you, ladies and gentlemen. He's a small business owner. He works a high wire net without an act. High wire act without a net, just like I do, right, Brad?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'll get it right in a minute. I love that analogy, though, don't you?
Yeah, I really
when you
do.
Think about what you and I do, it's a high wire act without a net, isn't it?
It really is. Every day you go out there in the streets, it's another opportunity to sink or swim, so to speak.
Well, you know, you and I, as small business owners, we're, even though, you know, I've been in business a long time, you've been in business a long time, it's, you know, we can probably weather a little bit of a storm, but the truth is, we're never more than one bad decision or one bad break, potentially, away from failure.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you know, the difference between failure and success today is minute at best. It's like you're competing in the Olympics every day of your life, where failure and success is measured in seconds.
Tenths of a second, hundredths
exactly.
of a second. You know, one of the things I've noticed since I've been a small business owner, Brad, I don't nod off in the middle of the day. Have you noticed that?
You know, I hadn't thought about it, but neither do I anymore.
Oh, I mean, how can you nod off when you got all this kind of excitement going on?
Exactly, yeah. Oh, shoot. So,
you know, Brad, one of the things that that I think is
Hello. Hello. Hello.
That is in sales management. Small business owners need to learn how to be more sophisticated in their sales management, don't they?
That's exactly right. I lost you there for a second, so I didn't hear your lead-in. But I think that as a sales manager, we're really dealing with three different types of people, and I try to put them into classifications. And I would say that all the people that we're dealing with would be either an underachiever, an overachiever, or a safe zoner. And there are specific mm-hmm. things that a good sales manager has to do with each of those type of people. And I believe that as a sales manager, you need to take your underachievers and move them up or move them out. And what I mean by that is if, in fact, you can't get them operating at least up into company averages, then we have to make some very hard decisions for the good of our companies. And then, go ahead.
That's exactly right. I was just going to say, you know, and this is what major corporations do in that are more sophisticated than we are. They've got a system for managing salespeople. They've got a system for managing their sales processes. And you know, Brad, a lot of small business owners, I think, don't want to be sophisticated because they have this idea that they don't want to be like a big company. Well, there's some things about big companies that we need to learn from them, don't we?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's how they got big, was that they had the systems, and everybody started out small at one time. Nobody started out big. And
I'd like to say that another way, Brad. That's okay. How they got to be successful.
Yes, that would
because
probably be more
accurate.
Because
we may not
statement.
Want to be big, but we all want to be successful.
That's exactly right. And it's through having management systems, sales systems, operational systems, and all those types of things. You know, one of the things I've always told people is that if you can just continually apply good, sound business principles, then you really can't fail. And that's where people make the mistake, and they're not applying good, sound business principles as far as systems that they need to implement into their businesses in order to guarantee their success, so to speak.
The problem, Brad, is that so many small business owners have never been introduced to any of those systems. Not only do they not know how they work, they don't even, some people don't even know that they exist.
Well, that's where I have to say thank God for you and me, because we're here to help these people.
Well, it's true, and you know we're joking a little bit, folks. But and there's a lot of there are a lot more folks out there besides us. But people like us who live our lives trying to help small business owners and you're exactly right. We just got to help people reach out and get the information that they need. Stand by, Brad Huskin and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Good night. Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast. One more thing.
Bit of Stones for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Brad Huskin. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the brand spanking new knowledge base for small business, askjim.biz. Check that out when you get a chance. Brad Huskin is well represented in all of the things that we do. He's been a devoted and staunch supporter of our Brain Trust and a member of our Brain Trust now for a number of years. He's a top salesmanship expert in our Brain Trust. And we're talking about sales management right now. Brad, by the way, while we're at it, give us your website and tell us about your books.
Our website is www.iastraining.com. And we've got my first book, which is I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, followed by book two, which is Munchies for Salespeople. And I haven't even told you yet, but look, at the end of the year, we're going to do Munchies 2 or more Munchies. I haven't decided what we're going to call it yet, but that will be released sometime early next year.
And then Brand new book.
Brand new book, just hot off the press, come a couple of months here from now. So I did want to mention we also have a free newsletter available on the website called Sales Insight that we send out via email or fax that people can subscribe to for a pretty good price, no charge.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Okay, Brad, we're talking about sales management. Now, of course, one of the problems that the classic mistake that small businesses make is they promote their best salesperson to sales manager, don't they?
Yes, they do. And just because they're the top salesperson doesn't mean they're going to be the best sales manager. And especially as we were talking before the break, without a
system. It might even be the reverse of that.
It could be. You know, sometimes they pass the wand over their shoulders and say, congratulations, you're the last man standing. You're the sales manager now. So, but without systems in place to help people to actually be successful, I think that we put them in a catch-22 situation or set them up for failure. So if we look at, you know, as I mentioned before the break, you've got your underachievers where you've either got to move them up or do a Moses on them. And what I mean by that is let your people go. Then you've got your safe zone people, which reach a level of competency or incompetency, depending on how you look at it. And for some reason, we all let our knowledge and education stop. And that's where the sales manager's responsibility is to actually get that person to want to excel and to want to do better and to grab the knowledge and the information and all the resources to take them to the next level. And then your overachiever, you've got to keep them in your organization and operating at a very high level and just love them for as long as you have them, because usually they're on their way somewhere else. But as long as they're with you, you might as well use the resources that they make available for you.
This is probably counterintuitive, Brad, but if you've got half a dozen salespeople, the person who's selling the most for you, the person who's the most successful selling, is probably not the most detailed, the best person when it comes to detail.
Probably not.
And so don't take the person who's the best salesperson necessarily and make them your sales manager, because sales manager needs to be somebody who can manage paperwork, who can manage statistics, who can manage numbers, who can focus on, who likes to move, you know, move the players around on the chessboard and to see what works out better. And that might actually be somebody who you know is a good employee. You know they're smart. They're just not that good in this, in, you know, with the customers maybe. They're not, they don't have the gift of gab, but maybe they're a better manager. And remember, this is, these people aren't going to be selling so much as they're going to be managing. Right, Brad?
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the things we introduced was sales managers and sales people's aptitude tests to find out what their aptitude is toward being a successful manager, toward being a successful salesperson, which has been really quite successful. And, you know, I'm not that smart a guy. I'm not, you know, a psychologist or anything like that. But I found that we're not testing people in order to help them to be successful and to help our businesses. So we need to give them some basic tests to find out where their thought process is and where we need to actually put some time and effort and energy into training them.
Right.
So that's kind of revolutionary. But let me just give you my definition of what a good sales manager is, and that's a person that provides leadership, knowledge, training, incentives, and consequences in order to recruit, hire, develop, and maintain a successful sales staff. Now, that's
say that again. Say that again.
The sales manager needs to provide leadership, knowledge, training, incentives, and consequences in order to recruit, hire, develop, and maintain a successful sales staff. Now, that's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But it really boils everything down into a nutshell of what a great sales manager does. Look at the word knowledge or the word leadership or the word training. I mean, we could do an entire show on just those words alone as far as what a sales manager needs to do. I mean,
a sales manager needs to know how to be a successful salesperson, even if they can't do it as well as their best salesperson can. They really need to understand that sales management is a different discipline from a person. It's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like if you look in an operating room, you got the surgeon, you got the anesthetist, you got the surgical nurses. They're all highly trained people. They're all focusing on the same goal, but they all have different levels of competency, different levels of training. It's very similar in sales organizations.
Yeah, and I don't know if I would really use the word competency, but they all have different areas of responsibility that they have to be the expert.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Brad about another mistake that I think small business owners make when it comes to sales managers, and we'll do that right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Small Business Week.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and continuing to celebrate Small Business Week. And we're talking about that very important task, that very important activity in our small business is selling and managing all the selling that's going on, managing all the salespeople. Brad Huskin is our guest, and he and I are talking about that. He's helping us to understand about sales management. Brad, the one mistake that I think people in small business with regard to sales management, as I said, is they, and you agreed with me, and that is that they take their best salesperson and make them a sales manager. That does two things that are bad. Number one, it probably puts the wrong person in the job, and number two, their sales goes in the tank.
Exactly.
Their best salesperson doesn't get to sell anymore.
They took their best person and they took them off of the selling opportunities and made them the sales manager, so they lose the sales and they lose the ability to manage. The manager and how to be the manager, or if it's
I've actually watched that happen before. The company virtually go out of business because of that. The thing that they do that it's a mistake, I think, Brad, and this happens all the time in small business. They just anoint, as you sort of indicated earlier, sort of just anoint someone to be the sales manager, but they don't take their territory away from them. They don't take them out of the marketplace. They just say, okay, you still have to manage your territory, but now you're the sales manager.
Yeah, and that's a huge mistake that people make, is that they assume that the sales management position isn't a full-time job. And I think a lot of that is because they don't know exactly what the sales manager is supposed to be doing. So they give them, they maintain their territory, and then they give them these added responsibilities, and the primary part of their pay or their compensation is still based on their sales ability, so they let the sales management fall through the cracks, and it's a never-ending circle where then the owner thinks, well, we don't need a sales manager because he's not sales managing anyway, and we're surviving.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to get to that next level of success, you got to be there, and you got to have somebody there coaching and praising and giving positive reinforcement and correcting errors that people make and just providing knowledge. And you know, it sounds sad, but at every public seminar I do, I always ask every group how many of them can name the last 10 books that they read on salesmanship. And whether it be owners or managers or salespeople, very rarely do I ever get a bunch of hands up saying that, yeah, I've read 5 books on salesmanship or 3 books or 10 books or 200 books.
Or one book.
Or one book even. And so I make a joke out of it and say, well, how many of you have ever read a paragraph on the subject once or even seen anybody sell something once? But and that's kind of the downfall, is that we need to, as business owners, take the responsibility ourselves for getting the knowledge. Then we have to pass that knowledge on to others and do it in a way that's going to be accepted and receptive, and where there's going to be some retention value to the whole training process.
Well, you know, and Brad, in fairness, if you've got a small business with 3 salespeople, somebody needs to manage those 3 salespeople. And if one of the, and so, you know, you really probably don't need a full-time sales manager for 3 people, especially if the sales manager is one of those 3 people. But it really is hard to morph from no sales manager to sales management, and to be able to justify that salary and those and all that expense for somebody who may or may not, or probably isn't producing any revenue. But of course, that's where you're headed. But the key here, Brad, is to get to that level as quickly as you can.
Yeah.
Try to get your sales manager to get them to, you know, talk to them about, find a way to get yourself out of a sales job.
Yes.
Grow the sales marketing, the market, grow our market penetration to the level where you actually don't have a sales job anymore.
Well, and you're exactly right, and that's where, with the businesses that I work with, I say that if they're managing less than 5 people, then 50% of their time can be devoted toward the sales process. The other 50%, then they're devoting to the sales management process. And they're compensated thus so that they don't think that they have to go out and make all the sales in order to make a living. They can get things done through others. And the most successful businesses and the most successful owners and managers are those with the ability to get things done through others.
Right. Exactly. Brad, give us your website again, please.
It's www.iastraining.com.
Munchies for Salespeople is the last book. I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD is the first book. The new book is coming out later in the year, and you're going to launch it on the show, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't think of launching it anywhere but on the Blasted Game Show.
Hey, Brad, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you
Thanks.
Next time.
Travel safe. Bye-bye.
You too. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I'm Jim Blasted Game, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. And one last time today, at least, happy Small Business Week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out my new website, askjim.biz.
The Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame is brought to you by IBM, Administaff, and Aflac. This is a 2007 copyrighted production intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without the prior written consent of Small Business Network, Inc. is prohibited. All rights reserved.